Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick 6, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick 6 time. I don't know if we want a review or not. I don't think I've even looked at last week. This week, remember, what's different this year is you get an advantage if you call in. You can always get locked into our contest by going to thegamenashville.com. But if you call in and get locked into our contest, you get two top-shelf picks. So there is a little advantage this year, and it has worked out as we have had tons of phone calls. And Max, you're saying right now it's kind of split down the middle between all the weeks. We've had half the winners that have called in and half the winners who have picked online. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Last week we did have a caller who won. Only two callers out of, I think, 11 or 12 picked Northern Illinois who did not win, but they covered.
They covered.
So that was a big deciding point.
So
It came down to the total points tiebreaker between a caller and an online winner, and the caller got it.
There you go.
So with the extra top shelf.
Now you know why we have the extra top shelf and why we have the game total. So with that being said, I guess let's just throw it right back to you and let's review.
Let's do it. All right. So we came into this week. Darren and Chase both had 11, and Willie had 17. Northern Illinois at Vanderbilt, Commodores favored by 6.5. NIU went for 2 for no reason to make it a 6-point game. They lost by 6. I guess the thinking there, I've come to terms with this, the thinking there is you're going to go for 2 for the win if you do get another touchdown, so go for it in the lower pressure situation where Vanderbilt presumably will not spend a timeout to get ready for it. That's what happened. They got it easily, but the side effect of that is they did cover. All three of you picked Vanderbilt. Chase picked Vandy as his top shelf.
Oof.
So no points there.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Kentucky at South Carolina was not a close football game.
No.
South Carolina was favored by 3.5. They won by more than 3.5. The only person who picked South Carolina on our very lovely panel was Willie Donick, who is now gone. But hopefully listening. So that's a point for Willie. Titans and Falcons. You guys all picked the Titans. And they won, if I remember correctly. So
yeah,
that's a point
did.
For everybody.
Well, plus they were getting points.
They were getting 3.5 points. Sacks. Who had more sacks? The Falcons?
One or two
no. No, the Titans.
The Titans.
The Titans had more. Okay. Wasn't sure which way to score that one. The two of you, Darren and Chase, both had the Titans. Willie had the Falcons, and that was his top shelf, which I thought was a very random top shelf pick.
Wow.
That's a coin flip there. I mean, that's tough to predict.
Well, both teams had struggle
getting
to the quarterback, and the Titans definitely won that battle last Sunday.
I just thought it was a weird thing to put the top shelf on. I mean, it's the thing that you have it's the most random of the six, in my view. So that's two more for Willie and Darren.
Hope Willie's listening.
Or Darren and Chase.
You're questioning his pick. I like it.
And then Julio Jones over under 100 receiving yards. He was well under. Chase was the only person who picked the under.
Give me the under.
So a big point for Chase. And then the Brownies and the Ravens. Ravens were favored by 6.5. The Browns upset on the road. That is Darren's top shelf, OH. Chase picked the Browns. Willie picked the Ravens. So this is by far Willie's worst week. He got 2 points to go from 17 to 19. Chase gets 4 to go from 11 to 15. And Darren, as the only person who had his top shelf, also picks up 4. So it is now Willie 19, Chase 15, Darren 15.
Okay. Well, we're tied.
A little bit closer.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
All right.
Now this week.
Now let's pick. Let's make it official.
Number one. There we go.
Number one.
There's an echo in the room. Auburn at Florida. That's the Saturday 2:30 CBS game. Two ranked teams.
Oof.
Auburn's been on a roll. Auburn is favored by 2.5 in the Swamp. The Tigers favored over Florida by 2.5. What do you have?
I'm going to go Auburn. I think it'll be a good game, but I think Auburn's pretty good. And Florida has shown, even in their wins, they have shown some weaknesses. So I like War Eagle.
I think everybody's going to pick Auburn, and I get it. They should. It looks like Auburn is the better team. I just have a weird feeling. Like, why is that line 2.5?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to take Auburn. So you know what?
I'm going to
go the other way. I'm going to go Florida.
All right.
Just because. Usually the public is wrong.
Yeah.
That's why they have those beautiful casinos out there.
they're showing
Anderson going down at Madison Square Garden last night. Whoops. They look like me out there on skates. All right.
Willie has not sent me his picks, even though he said he would.
He will.
So they will come later.
All right.
Number two.
All right. Georgia in Knoxville to take on the Vols. Will they be able to checkerboard that place? I don't know. We'll find out Saturday night. 6 p.m. kickoff, our time, ESPN. This is how this question's going to go. Georgia is favored by 24.5. That's
a lot.
Actually ridiculous that Tennessee has a home game and they are a 24.5 point underdog. But here are your choices. A, the Vols lose by 12 points or less, which means if they win, obviously that fits into that category, okay? If you choose that category and it's correct, you get 2 points.
Okay.
Vols lose by 12 points or less, 2 points. B, UT loses between 13 and 24 points. That's worth a point. And also C is worth a point. The Vols lose by 25 or more.
Hmm.
Where are you going with this one?
Oof. I'm going to go
12 points or less or a win, we know.
Yeah.
That's 2 points. Between 13 and 24 is a point. 25 or more, which would be over the spread, that's also a point.
I'm going to go C.
Wow. You think they get housed?
Yeah, I do. I just don't think they have the offense to be able to keep up. And Georgia's got a big time offense and big time defense. I just think they're too good. I don't have a lot of faith in Tennessee.
There's really no reason to have any faith. I think I'm going to play the percentages on this. Maybe this is a bad strategy. Go against what everybody's going to say. Play the percentages. No. I'm going to go A.
Oh.
I'm going to go for it.
Oh. You're going for the deep pass.
I am. I'm going to go for it.
Okay. Interesting.
Number three.
Vanderbilt is down in Oxford to take on Ole Miss. One, the listeners, we need a game total. And here is the question. That's a 6:30 kickoff that can be seen on SEC Network. A, either Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jared Pinkney will score a touchdown. You get a point if you think that one of those three score a touchdown in the game.
You get the big three.
Yep. Big three, they score a touchdown, one of them, you get a point. Or you can choose B and say none of them will score a touchdown, and you get 2 points.
Mm. Yeah, you have changed it up this week. Mm-hmm. I like it. I will go A.
You are saying yes, touchdown.
Yes.
Can we call this a yes or no for simplicity's sake? Yes, one of the three will score a touchdown, or no,
well,
they will not.
Well, that's why I said either. Yeah, but...
But A, okay. And B is confusing.
Yeah, okay. So, yes.
Just for notation's purposes.
If you choose yes, it's worth a point. If you choose no, and it happens, none of the big three, it's worth 2 points. You know, this one I'm going to have to go with... Look, if Vanderbilt has any chance...
They have to
score. One of those three has to score. So, yes, I will go A, yes. One of them will score a touchdown.
Number four.
Bills and Titans. We didn't do the game. By the way, we need a game total on Vandy Ole Miss. That'll be a lot more fun. Yep. Bills and Titans, I didn't want people calling in going, game total, 23.
Six.
Game total, 11.
Yeah.
Game total, 19. So have a little bit more fun with Vanderbilt and Ole Miss, which should be a high-scoring affair. Bills and Titans. Titans favored by 3.5.
Mm.
I'm gonna go Titans, and I'm gonna go top shelf.
I am also going Titans,
but not on the shelf.
I haven't decided on top shelf.
Okay,
I want to let it play.
Number five. Over under Frank Gore rushing yards. Doesn't look good for Devin Singletary to play again. He's been out the last two games. Frank Gore is averaging 68.5 yards per game this season. Over under Frank Gore rushing yards, 70.5. 70.5. Over under. I'm going to go over.
Over? I will take the under. I like the Titans defense.
Okay.
Number six.
Finally. Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphries score a touchdown? Yes or no? And, of course, the reason those three are on that list, because none of them have scored a touchdown yet. Can one of them score a touchdown on Sunday? Yes or no? Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, Adam Humphries.
I like that question. It's a good one. I'll say yes.
You say yes.
I'll say yes. I think Humphries could break through.
I'll go no. I'm going to stick with the theme this year.
And I will take Auburn as my top shelf.
Auburn is your top shelf. Okay. We'll have to get Willie's picks off air. We will come back and take your phone call. 737-1025. Get locked into pick six. Remember, you get two top shelves if you do it by phone. We'll come back and take your calls next on Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 1025, The Game. All right, it's time for you to get locked into pick six. Loaded lines. Let's get after it. Carl, get us going. Welcome in.
All right, Carl. Let's make you a winner.
Okay.
Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
I want Auburn.
All right. The second one, Georgia, Tennessee. You have three choices. A, UT loses by 12 points or less, or they win. That would be worth 2 points. B, Tennessee loses between 13 and 24 points. That's a one-pointer. Or C, Tennessee loses by 25 or more, also worth 1 point.
I'll take the 13 to 24.
Okay, so B. Vanderbilt.
B, yep.
Vanderbilt at Ole Miss, I'll need a game total for that, and then either the big three, Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jared Pinkney, score a touchdown, or they don't.
For the game total, I want 51 points, and one of the big three score a touchdown, and that's one of my top shelves.
Okay, and that's worth a point. If they don't score, that's worth 2 points. So, Bills at the Titans, Titans minus 3.5.
Titans top shelf.
All right, so his two top shelves there. Over, under, Frank Gore rushing yards, 70.5.
Under.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphries score a touchdown?
No.
All right, there you go, Carl.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate good luck. It, have a good weekend.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Let's go to, by the way, one line available now, 737-1025. Max, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hello, this is Max.
Hey, Max. All right. Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
Auburn.
Georgia at Tennessee. A, Tennessee loses by 12 or less, or they win, worth 2 points. UT loses between 13 and 24. Or C, Tennessee loses by 25 or more.
B.
Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jarrett Pinkney. Will they score a touchdown?
Yes, A. Yeah.
Okay. Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Titans. That's one of my top shelves.
Okay, and I need a game total for Vandy Ole Miss.
43.
All right. Over under Frank Gore rushing yards 70.5.
Under.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphries score a touchdown?
No.
Got two top shelves?
I got Auburn as my other top shelf.
Okay.
Titans and Auburn.
All right. Good luck, Max.
Thank you.
Thank you, Max. 737-1025. When one line opens, jump in there. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome in.
Afternoon, fellas.
Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
Let's go with Auburn Tigers.
All right. Georgia, Tennessee. A, Tennessee loses by 12 points or less, or they win. That's worth 2 points. B, loses between 13 and 24 points. Or C, loses by 25 or more.
Sadly, I'm going to say C.
Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Need a game total for this one. And will Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jarrett Pinkney score a touchdown?
Game total 68, and yes.
All right, so A. Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Titans.
Over under Frank Gore rushing yards 70.5.
I'm going to go over.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphries score a touchdown?
Yes.
Got two top shelves for him, Max?
One top shelf. Let's go with the Titans.
Okay.
And the other top shelf, let's go with Frank Gore rushing for over 70.5.
All right, Jeremy. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, same y'all. Have a nice day, folks.
737-1025. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, you're up next. Welcome in.
Gentlemen, good Friday afternoon.
Howdy. Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
I'll take Auburn, top shelf.
All right, there's one top shelf. Georgia at Tennessee. A, Tennessee loses by 12 points or less, or they win, worth 2 points. And then B, loses between 13 and 24 points. That's worth one. Or they lose by 25 or more, also worth one.
Oh, let's be a vote for life and choose A.
All right, going for it. Vanderbilt and Ole Miss need a game total, and then will the big three, Vaughn, Lipscomb, or Pinkney, score a touchdown?
They will score a touchdown, game total 64.
Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
We'll take Titans, top shelf.
All right, there's another top shelf. Over, under, Frank Gore rushing yards, 70.5.
Over.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphries score a touchdown?
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Got everything. Thank you, Wayne.
All right, have a good weekend, guys.
You too. 737-1025. Tyler, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys.
Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
I'm going to go with Florida for double top shelf.
Oh, okay.
Low.
All right, I like it.
We'll try it.
Georgia at Tennessee. A, Tennessee loses by 12 points or less, or they win. B, Tennessee loses between 13 and 24. Or C, Tennessee loses by 25 or more.
C.
What was that?
C.
All right, C, 25 or more. Vanderbilt at Ole Miss need a game total, and will the big three score a touchdown, yes or no?
I'm going to say yes, and we'll do 55.
All right, Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Do the Bills.
Over under Frank Gore rushing yards, 70.5.
Under.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphries score a touchdown?
Not this week.
All right.
Not this week.
So, no.
Got everything? All right, Tyler. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, guys. You too.
737-1025. 737-1025. Let's see. Bernard, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, boys.
Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
Florida.
Georgia at Tennessee. A, Tennessee loses by 12 points or less, or they win. That's worth 2. B, they lose between 13 and 24, or C, lose by 25 or more.
B.
Vanderbilt at Ole Miss, need a game total, and then will the Big Three score a touchdown?
Game total of 58 and no.
All right, that's worth 2 points if they do not. Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Bills.
Over, under. Frank Gore rushing yards, 70.5.
Under.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphrey score a touchdown?
No.
All right. We got 2 top shelves? No, we need, yeah. I need 2 top shelves from you.
Yeah, give me Florida and the under on the Frank Gore rushing yards.
All right.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
737-1025. A lot of you getting locked in. Remember, 2 top shelves if you get locked in via the telephone. If you can, you can still get locked in our contest by going to thegamenashville.com if you're unable to get in via phone today. Let's go to Cody. Cody, you're up next. Welcome in.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well, Cody. Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
Auburn, top shelf.
Auburn, top shelf. Georgia, Tennessee. A, the Vols lose by 12 points or less, or they win worth 2 points. B, the Vols lose between 13 and 24 points, or C, by 25 or more.
B.
Vanderbilt at Ole Miss, need a game total, and then will the Big Three score a touchdown?
Yes, and 62.
Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Titans, top shelf.
There's a second top shelf. Over, under, Frank Gore rushing yards, 70.5.
Over.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphrey score a touchdown?
Yes.
Ooh. Was that our first yes?
No, we've had a couple yeses.
Couple yeses? Third. 3. All right. All right, Cody, thank you.
Yeah.
What's been, has anything been lopsided, Max?
Auburn,
sounds
Florida,
like a lot of stuff has been pretty even.
Only Bernard has bet against the Vandy Big Three for the extra points.
Okay.
So, I mean, everyone's picking the game total in the 50s. I mean, if that game is in, if there's 50 total points in that game, it would be impossible for none of them to score. Unless Ole Miss wins 40-10, which isn't going to happen.
I don't have this in front of me, but have they had a game this year where one of the Big Three has not scored? Pinckney has not scored a touchdown this year, by the way. Yeah, I should have said that.
Pinckney has 10 catches for 120 yards through 4 games.
No touchdown and really hasn't been that impactful.
Two targets last week. Keyshawn, 2 targets.
Did Keyshawn score against Georgia?
Against Georgia? I believe so.
So, yeah. I think.
Yeah,
well, he's got 4 touchdowns on the year, so.
Pinckney and Vaughn both scored last week. Lipscomb and Vaughn both scored last week. Purdue, yes. LSU, yes.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out if there's been a game where they haven't, one of them hasn't scored.
Georgia, they didn't score a touchdown, period.
So, yeah, so there has been. Okay, there you go.
I think they will score at least 1 touchdown against Ole Miss, though.
Well, if you think it's going to be a shootout, which most suspect, it would be hard to think that they could be in a shootout and those guys are not involved in the shootout, right? That would be hard for people to believe. All right, we got loaded lines. Come back. Another batch of your phone calls on the other side. One more round of Pick 6 calls. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Game 1 ALDS in Houston. Second inning, bottom of the second, no score. Rays and Stros. Let's go back to the phones. Garland, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
How's it going?
Doing well. All right, let's do this. Auburn at Florida, Florida plus 2.5.
Auburn, top shelf.
Auburn with the top shelf. Georgia at Tennessee, 24.5 is the line. A, Tennessee loses by 12 points or less, or they win, that's worth 2 points. B, Tennessee loses between 13 and 24 points. Or C, Tennessee loses by 25 or more. Both of those worth 1.
As much as I love the Vols, I'm going to have to say C.
Mm.
Has anybody else said A besides me? One other person. Okay.
Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Need a game total for that. And will either Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jared Pinkney score a touchdown?
I'm going to say 62 and yes.
All right. Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Bills top shelf.
Ooh. Okay. Mm. Over under Frank Gore rushing yard, 70.5.
Under.
Will either
Can I go over on that one? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Over. Over. Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphrey score a touchdown for the Titans? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Got everything?
We're good.
All right, Garland, thank you.
Thank you.
737-1025, Jason. Jason, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
Give me Auburn.
Georgia, Tennessee. Will Tennessee, A, lose by 12 points or less, or win? B, between 13 and 24 points losing, or C, lose by 25 or more?
Give me C.
Two votes for C, back to back. Vanderbilt at Ole Miss need a game total, and then will the Big Three score a touchdown, yes or no?
Give me a game total, 45 points, and yes.
Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Give me the Bills.
Over under Frank Gore rushing yard, 70.5.
Give me over.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphrey score a touchdown?
No, and make that my top shelf.
Okay.
You got two everything?
Need one more top shelf.
Yeah, one more top shelf, Jason.
Auburn.
Auburn. Okay. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thank you.
737-1025. Last opportunity to get locked in through the telephone in two top shelves. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. Appreciate the call there. Have a great weekend, fellas.
Thank you. All right. Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
Auburn.
Georgia at Tennessee. A, Tennessee loses by 12 points or less. B, loses by 13 to 24 points. Or C, by 25 or more.
I'm going to try B on that one.
All right. Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Need a game total for that. And will the Big Three of Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jared Pinkney score a touchdown?
Let's go game total of 75. And top shelf on yes.
Top shelf on yes. Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Titans going to beat them by 17. Make that another top shelf.
Over or under. Frank Gore rushing yard, 70.5.
Under.
And will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphrey score a touchdown?
Yes, they will.
All right,
Jay, we're going to give you Titans minus 17. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I'm just kidding.
Put it in, baby.
We got to put the notes down. He says by 17.
Well, you did.
Hey, put it in, and I'll talk to you what I will.
What was your Gore Monday pick before we lose you?
Yeah, what was
over
the,
under?
Under.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck, Jay. Thank you.
Hey, right quick, guys. My son and my daughter and myself going to St. Louis Saturday morning for watch St. Louis and the Braves Sunday, and we sure hope Monday. Go Braves.
Wow.
Go Braves.
Have fun.
Thank you, buddy.
This should be a great atmosphere.
Yeah, I know. I hope that series is tied at one.
I was going to say, I wonder what the series will be on Sunday.
I don't know. I don't have a great feeling. But
Flaherty today?
They need.
He's been kind of good.
Yeah.
Last couple of months.
Look, at baseball.
I don't think one loss, you know, can end a series for you, but the Braves had control and then gave it away, so that. That concerns me, and then you're going against Flaherty.
Just to tell you how bad he was, I had him in my fantasy league for the first 2 months of the season, and I dropped him.
You regret that now.
Hence why I don't win fantasy baseball. Maybe I should have held on to Flaherty. He's been pretty darn good. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see. David. David, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. All right, David. Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
I'll take Auburn and make it a top shelf.
All right. Georgia at Tennessee. You got three choices to choose from here. A, Tennessee loses by 12 points or less, or they win. That's worth two. B, they lose between 13 and 24 points. Or C, they lose by 25 or more.
I'll take the C.
C? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. I need a game total for that. And Will the big three score a touchdown? Yes or no?
Yes, and I'll go 60.
All right. Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Everybody's going Titans, so I think I'll try the Bills.
All right. He'll take those 3.5 points.
Over... He's the fifth person to pick the Bills out of 12.
Over under Frank Gore rushing yard, 70.5.
Well, for that to come true, I think Gore's going to have to go over 70.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphrey score a touchdown? Yes or no?
No.
We got two top shelves. Need one more top shelf from you.
We'll go the last one is a top shelf.
Okay.
And the three receivers.
Deion All right. Lewis, Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.
A couple more, and then we'll shut it down. Let's get let's squeeze Greg in here. Greg, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
Tigers top shelf.
Tigers top shelf. Georgia at Tennessee. A, the Vols lose by 12 points or less, or they win. B, they lose between 13 and 24 points. Or C, they lose by 25 or more.
C.
All right, he's got C. So Vanderbilt at Ole Miss need a game total, and will either Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jared Pinkney score a touchdown?
61 and yes.
Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
Tighten up.
There we go. Over under Frank Gore, rushing yard, 70.5.
I'm going to say under.
Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphrey score a touchdown? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Got need one more top shelf.
Give me the Browns on Monday night.
Unfortunately.
Give me the Frank Gore under.
Okay.
Frank Gore under. Greg, have a great weekend.
Peace.
One more. Last phone call. Doc, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Auburn at Florida. Florida plus 2.5.
I'm going to take Auburn here. Top shelf.
Top shelf for Auburn. Georgia, Tennessee, the line is 24.5. A, the Vols lose by 12 points or less. B, they lose between 13 and 24 points. Or C, they lose by 25 or more.
I'm going to take B.
Vanderbilt at Ole Miss, need a game total for that. And will either Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jared Pinkney score a touchdown?
I'm gonna go over score on that. I'm going to go with 51.
All right.
And did you say yes or no, one of them will score?
Yes, Adam Humphries will score a touchdown.
Okay, but I need it for the Vanderbilt game. Will Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jared Pinkney score a touchdown?
No.
Okay, no. Bills at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
I'm going with, against my every feeling I have, I'm going with Mariota.
All right, so the Titans.
Titans.
Over under Frank Gore rushing yards of 70.5.
Over top shelf.
Top shelf. And then you said Adam Humphries would score a touchdown, so you'll take yes?
That's a fact.
Okay. That's a fact. I like it.
That's a fact.
All right, Doc, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, that will do it for our phone calls.
We had 13 callers pick. 7 of them said Auburn as a top shelf to win.
Wow. I told you that's why I went Florida. I knew everybody was going to go Auburn.
9 out of 13 callers had that game in their top shelf.
Yeah. Well, then why is that line 2.5?
That's the weird part.
Like that's why I'm saying. Usually it's screaming. Like it's begging you to pound on Auburn. And then we all look back and go, how in the heck did they know that? Yeah. You know, it's. But, you know, maybe Auburn does pound them. I don't know. I said it. I understand why everybody would take Auburn, but it just looks fishy. The line looks fishy, and that's why I went the other way. I don't think Florida's that great, but Dan Mullen's a really, really good coach, and they're at home, and it's like at some point this magic is going to run out for Auburn, right? Their schedule is brutal, you would think, and it may not be against Florida, but.
Well, it's going to be a test for them, and they've had some tests by all means this year, but you know, Florida is I don't think they're as good as maybe people think they are. They're showing some signs, but they're winning. They're finding ways to win. So, look, they're going to give them a game, but I like Auburn.
Yep.
I think they're for real.
They're in the third inning in Houston, still no score. Game one, ALDS, Rays and Stros. We'll come back and call it a week. Finalize Friday's show here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Well, Dave Matthews, to close out the week, Blackhawks and Flyers are about to wrap up one period of play in the Czech Republic. This game counts. Chicago and Philadelphia tied at one. Nylander, the goal for the Blackhawks. So 1-1, Blackhawks and Flyers, as the first period is about to expire in the Czech Republic. Winnipeg will be in New Jersey tonight to take on the Devils. So the Jets fall last night in Madison Square Garden, just like Anderson fell on the ice when they introduced him. And so the Devils will open up with their new look. P.K. Subban, Wayne Simmons, and, of course, some guy named Hughes. He seemed pretty good in preseason.
Jack Hughes, Taylor Hall.
Mm-hmm. He seemed pretty good in preseason. How many preseason Schneider. Goals did he have? Well, I don't know about Snyder. That's probably their weakness right now. What is that going to look like? But Devils and Jets, Capitals will take on the Islanders, Golden Knights and Sharks tonight as well. Up in Northern California, Predators will be at home tomorrow night against Detroit. The Red Wings in town. 7 o'clock puck drop off pregame for you at 6. Everything heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Also during the day, MTSU and Marshall will kick off at 2:30. That will be heard here on 102.5 The Game. Talking with Chase and TD tonight from 6 until 8 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys going to be talking about? What do you think?
You know, a little this, a little that.
Yeah.
No. The win, you know, coming off a win against Atlanta, what we need to see against Buffalo, and as we've discussed on this show and all shows all week, it's my whole thing is consistency. So let's see it again. That's what I need to see that type of performance again. Now, you and I agree, and Willie didn't, about the second half, that wanted to see more out of the Titans in the second half, felt they got a little conservative there. They were punting a lot. Brett Kern is a weapon. It's somebody that they can use, but I want to see them, you know, continue that momentum that they had in the first half. So I want to see a little bit more of that. I think this will be a lower scoring game. You have a better defense in Buffalo. We'll see what the offense looks like, but they just need to put it all together. And that way they can, you know, come with back-to-back wins. And finally now they start a little bit of a homestand. You know, the schedule has been tough for the Titans being on the road for
three
majority
of the first four. Yeah.
So you get Taylor Lewan back. You have that to look forward to. So I am curious to see what the headlines are going to say on Monday.
Now with Nate Davis with a game under his belt. So what is the offensive line? That's another thing. What will that offensive line look like?
Well, and they looked better
because
last week.
Buffalo defense is way better.
Yep.
Than Atlanta's defense, way better.
And so I'm curious: are they going to rotate the guard spot? You know, is there a chance that now that Lewan is back, do we see maybe Dennis Kelly rotate in at the guard spot at some point? You know, I don't know. I mean, it's just the question I'm asking. But I think they'll get a tougher test. I am curious to see what having the anchor back on that offensive line is going to do for it. Because they did look better against Atlanta, and they needed that. I think they needed that for their confidence. Roger Saffold having Lewan next to him. Are we going to see the Roger Saffold that we saw with the LA Rams last year playing next to Whitworth? So I'm very, very curious about that. That's something I'm going to be watching.
Yep. Sam Darnold ruled out for the Jets game against the Eagles. Saquon Barkley ruled out in the Giants game against the Vikings. And I'm trying to think, is there any other thing?
Well, Colt McCoy going to start for the Redskins.
Colt McCoy is going to give it a go as they suit up to play the Patriots. Yikes. For the Redskins, Jay Gruden, it's not going to be long, and he is going to be relieved of his duties, unfortunately. But
you think he wants out of that
situation?
I was
going to say, it may end up being a blessing for him. I mean, he may be miserable working for that organization. Who knows?
He could go. I mean, really, look, we know what he did with Cincinnati as the offensive coordinator. He's a good coach.
He is.
He's in a bad organization. So if he doesn't get another head coaching opportunity right away, then somebody's going to be looking for an offensive coordinator. Heck, his brother could call him for all we know. Who knows? And go to Las Vegas. But he's going to get a job when this is all said and done, and I think it's going to be all said and done pretty soon. Just seems that way.
It does seem that way. And Josh Allen, also in concussion protocol, continues to be in concussion protocol. Bills quarterback, he's got until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon our time to clear that, or yeah, he is out on Sunday versus the Titans. Hey, if you're going to be out in the Franklin area, or if you're not going to be out there and you'd like to go out there for a really cool thing, you should, because today ESPN The Game Nashville will be out there from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Music City Sports Collectibles and Autographs as it kicks off at the factory in Franklin. Some of the incredible guests that will be out there, the lineup this weekend. You heard Lorenzo Neal in here with us in the third hour. Lo Neal is going to be out there, and Kevin Dyson, and a whole lot of Titans players, including Jayon Brown, many, many more. Earl Campbell, Bobby Hull, Nashville Predators players, Victor Arvidsson and Rocco Grimaldi, Pete Rose. There's going to be 75 tables. It's going to be really cool, of autographs and memorabilia. It's going to be really cool. For more details, go to thegamenashville.com under the events tab. That will do it for us. Hopefully, when we come back on Monday, temperatures will be a little bit cooler. At least that's the rumor. That's the crazy rumor. That's supposed to actually start feeling like fall a little bit on Monday. We'll see if that actually holds true. Have a great weekend. We look forward to talking to you on Monday morning at 10 a.m. We will have tons to discuss, but stay tuned. Jared and the GM, that's next. Turn all of the lights on over
every boy and every girl. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.